Hello, my friend. Welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers. Hello, hello, hello. My name is Wemik. I will be your friend for the next hour. You can call me your friend forever, unless you are my enemy, and then we are still friends, because we have to start out somewhere. Hey, happy 2017. Comment vous allez? How are you doing? Good. I will be taking your calls for the next hour. 718-928-9732. Okay. We are doing it big, my friend. Yeah. I don't know where that accent came from. That was terrible. I was cultural appropriating the Haitian people right there. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on? Welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers. Boom, caller, you have called me on the line. Geez, so early. Boom, let me see if I can get you on the board. Yes, you're calling Butt Sweat and Beers. May I help you? Hello. Okay. Maybe you're not on the line. Hello. Can I help? Hello.
Yes.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Caller, you're on the line. Welcome to Butt Sweat and Beers. Yay, happy 2017. Whoa, what's going on?
Not much.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, that sounds great. Thank you for letting us know that.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. I hear you good.
All right. Well, so wonderful.
Are millions of people listening right now?
Oh, my God. There are people in Bucharest. They're listening to us. The people, somewhere in Namibia, someone is chilling. Just making it happen. They're listening to us, waiting on your next word, huh?
Are Bucharest chicks hot?
Bucharest chicks are kind of dope, actually. They're kind of amazing. Okay. You know, once they warm up on you, boom. Next thing you know,
I feel like all chicks from Bucharest are hot, but they all have like a weird mole on their cheek or something.
That could be. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, a mole can be sexy. You know, it is what it is. Don't judge. All right, we're not here. Like, we at Butt Sweat and Beers do not body shame. We approve of all butts, all sweat, and all beers. What?
Butt sweat and beers. Huh?
Yes, butt sweat and beers, sir. Well, do you have a problem with butt sweat and beers, sir?
I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of butts, but not sweat and not beer.
All right, cool. Hey, do me a favor. I don't know if you're listening to yourself in the background. I can hear you. Could you turn that down, please? It's sounding a little ridiculous back there. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So,
how's it now?
Yep, sounds good. I think we're clear. I think we're in the clear. Cool.
Oh, we're in the clear.
Yes. What's going on, sir? How can I help you?
I don't know. I'm calling you.
Oh, thank you. Way to ruin the illusion of the magic.
You
ruined everything.
Just like Frasier, am I supposed to tell you my problems?
Hell's no, you ain't got to tell your problems. You know what? Since you've ruined everything, well, why don't you just?
I got this rash.
No, that's disgusting. Really? Why don't you get some ointment?
No, I just said that.
Why don't you get some?
I just said that standing outside this bar and these girls are walking by.
There you go. Because now you're a winner. There you go. Those girls, they want you even more now. You know, they're like, oh, well, he's about that life. So let's get it in there.
Okay. So what are you talking about today?
I ain't talking about a damn thing. It's just the new year. Like, new year, old you, you know? Like, none of this new stuff. None of this, you know, let's aspire to something great, all right? Like, the remedy to yourself is being yourself. How about that? You know? Get over yourself.
Sure.
All right?
Cool. All
right. What are you up to?
I'm at my bar. It's called Old Man Hustle.
Oh, wait. Oh, for somebody who was supposed to be so sick, how are you at work? Oh, son.
Well, you know, there's this stomach flu going around, and I keep feeling like I'm going to get it, and it's like, it keeps.
You are the worst. You're cultural appropriating stomach flus for the sake of your gain, so that you don't necessarily, so that you can back out of, like, any and all situation that you were supposed to fulfill. Is that what you're doing, sir?
No.
That's exactly what it sounds like. That's exactly what it sounds like. All right?
Yes.
You are ridiculous. Yes. No, it's okay. Like, we get it.
I never canceled. Wait a minute.
You canceled.
Is this the same person? Is this the same guy that was supposed to host a comedy show 2 weeks ago and showed up a half hour late?
I did. And I own it. Okay,
cool.
I was like, I own it. I showed up. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I own my gas tank. I had gas.
You had gas and you couldn't make it. Is that what you're saying?
I still do.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going home. I'm doing a set at 9 o'clock and I'm going home. I'm shutting it down.
When is it not all about you, sir?
Never about.
Anyway, hey, question. What do you want to what do you have coming up in 2017? What would you like to see this year?
What would I like to see?
Yeah, for the sake of for the sake of humanity, what would you like to see this year happen?
I would like to see our president accomplish. He's the greatest president of ever.
Is that so? Are you a fan of Cathead?
Of Trump?
Cathead. His name's Cathead. All right.
Cathead? It doesn't look like a cat.
It's a cat. It's a cat that sits on his side and it's sleeping and it farts in his ear. It's a cat. It's a cat.
Do you think that hairstyle is gonna become in style?
If this was 1695, maybe. Like that would be de rigueur and all that stuff, but no, it's 2017. Like you got to do better. You got to do better in 2017 than cat, dead cats on your head, son. But hey, you won an election through a jerry-rigged system. So yeah, whatever.
I didn't win shit. What did I win? I didn't win anything.
What are you talking about? You're white in America. You've won everything. You win everything. Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? You're white in America. Tell him what he wins. Oh my God. What? I'm kidding.
I don't understand. What did I win?
What? You win. There's a whole lot of stuff you won.
Did I win the ability to show up to things on time?
You won.
Well,
congratulations. You've won the hood. Okay. So here's my keys. Lock up when you leave. Okay.
I do not want the hood.
Oh, you want the hood. You want the hood and all the cheap prices that come with it. How dare you? Whatever, motherfucker. You gonna be all right. You know, but I still got love for you though. Like you gonna what?
Of course you do. Let's start a hate.
Nice. There you go. And you're modest. You know, there you go. Oh. Maybe you can
I'm a narcissist.
Nice. Maybe you can make white great again this year. How about that? You ever thought about that? What? Why don't you make that one of your resolutions? Why don't you make white great again?
I thought I already did that.
No. Not yet. No. Still got a ways to go. You're still at the hill. You're not at the top of the mountain. There you go. So ridiculous. Wow. So ridiculous.
Did you see they canceled that KKK show on AME?
Oh, I'm so sad. Wow.
But you know why? Really? Because the guys in the Klan, like they were saying, like they would be like talking to the producers and like you know how the reality shows are bullshit. But anyway, they would say like black guys and the producers would be like no, we want you to say N-word. They like kept like pushing them on, and they were just like nah man, this is like totally fake. So like I don't know what they were trying to do. Like is this like a new like wholesome Klan or were they like how can you exploit the Klan? Like I don't get it. It kind of is what it is.
The right? Wholesome Klan? Like
I don't know. By the way, you know that I looked up the Ku Klux Klan. There's like 5,000 members in the KKK. It's like non-existent. It's like nothing. Did you know that?
Well,
like no one's in the KKK. Like it doesn't exist.
I'm gonna go. It still exists. It's you know.
Barely.
No.
I think it's more of like the KKK is now. I think it's more of like an Elk Squad situation.
Look, anybody
old guys hanging out.
Look, anybody who still has to go and do that laundry, whether it's your white capes or your red capes, you exist. Okay, you know who doesn't do laundry? All right, the abominable slow man. Let's see what doesn't exist. Let's see, like griffins and unicorns. They don't exist. What?
Is the red cape for a holiday?
I don't know. I'm not in the KKK. They never invited me to any meeting, so I can't really tell you.
Me either.
I didn't say you were a member of the KKK, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on.
It doesn't exist.
It does exist.
To sign up.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
That's That's what black. That's what the white devil wants to teach you. Like, hey, the KKK doesn't exist.
More,
like, it does exist.
I'll bet there's more Black Panthers than our KKK. What's
you know, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with. That might be a lie, sir. How dare you? I'm gonna go with no.
I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah, you can look it up. I'm sure Wikipedia will never steer you wrong. So yeah. So yeah.
For 3 months it said that I was the tallest person residing in Sunset Park on Wikipedia. Oh. I wrote it, and no one changed it for 3 months.
Well, there you go. Well, cheers. Yeah. Well, cheers to you, my friend. It's good to have life goals, and it's good to meet those life goals. So this is the radio show. It'll be fine. No, but thank you. You've been most entertaining. So where's your bar? What's going on over there?
It's on 39 Essex Street. Tonight is open mic comedy at 9:00. Otherwise, we have comedy shows on Thursday at 9, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Sounds like
last night we had
your business there? What's the name of the your place of business?
Called Old Man Hustle.
Old Man Hustle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the Old Man Hustle, sir? Cool. Or does it old? Is it old and there's just a name.
I didn't name it. The old owner did. I don't like him, so I don't like the name. But it is a really cool name.
Nice.
I just
don't like to do this. You're so modest, sir. Anyway.
Yeah, man, we're doing comedy shows. We got a bar, we sell booze, we have cocktails. We have, apparently the cocktails are really good. I don't drink, so I don't know, but they're totally good.
Nice. It's so nice to get, third place word of mouth. It's so nice that you could, you can confirm that for us with your third place word of mouth there. That's all.
Totally.
It's wonderful. Totally. Well, I'm going to let you back to your whooping cough and your hacking phlegm.
Can you hear that?
Oh, did I? Everybody heard it. In Bucharest, Namibia, Perth, Australia just called in. What?
Perth, Australia just called in?
Perth, Australia. Yo, they love you in Perth. What?
Really?
Yes. They're sending you a Vegemite sandwich as we speak.
Yeah. I had sex with an Australian chick once.
Oh, that's nice. Well, maybe she gave you that cough, perhaps.
Maybe.
Perhaps, you know.
Maybe.
There you go.
Right. All right.
Probably getting feeling down under. All right.
This
is it, my friends. All right. You've been.
Oh, that was great.
You've been moist, my friend. All right.
Edward J. Farrell at Twitter. And look me up on Yelp. EdwardFarrell.yelp.com.
Whatever.
I reviewed Diet Coke reviews. EdwardFarrell.yelp.com.
All right.
Take care.
You guys know love from the homies, my friend. Beat it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Anyway, that was fun. Great. Once again, people call in. And sometimes it just can be a sad situation. Oh, good times. Good times. Yay. Moving on, I'm going to take you back to the birth of the De La, to a song that some of y'all may or may not know, but whatever. It's a little ditty called Potholes in My Lawn. Yay. So enjoy it, and we'll be right back.
What to do when sucker lunatics start digging and chewing? They don't know that the soul don't go for that. Potholes in my lawn, and that goes for my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for maximum security, but my dwelling is swelling. It lit my bud when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on the scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers knew that I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn. I found that it's not wise to leave my garden untended, cause eyes has now pardoned on laws of privacy. These paws are after my right of seat. I perceive that everyone's saying what to do when suckers are praying upon my well-guarded spreadsheets. Oh, why hell does it send up fleets of evildoers through the big hole to get to evildoers who dig holes, which leaves my lawn with lawn chew. I
think I better plant traces to give clues, or better yet, call 911. And when they get here, I inform them I'm the plug one of the plachia and let them realize the reason for concern of the soul, cause we come down with a case of pothole. What to do when you dive the depth that I predict and plug tuning? It's a shame when you deny to claim that you stole my words of fame that I wrote in my rhyme sheet, which I concentrated so hard on. See, I don't ask for a barbed wire fence, B. My dwelling is swelling. It lit my butt when I happened to fall into a spot where no ink or an ink blot was on a scroll. I just wrote me a new mold, but now it's gone, cause those suckers do that. I hate to recognize that every time I'm writing, it's gone. Potholes in my lawn.
In my lawn. Oh, I'm taking you back to the time when hip hop started, and taking you back when 7-0 would fart it. I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers, the show that asks, hey, what are you drinking? Oh, you know, this month we'll be dedicating all our shows to IPAs that smell like potpourri. Boom. Oh, my God. Oh, the stinky IPAs out there. Can't pull up the IPA that I want to talk about right now, but that's all right. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, so what's going on with you guys? If you're out there and you're listening, you want to call in, talk some stuff, talk about the new year, please. Don't hesitate. I'm always here. We're here at the top of the hour at 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah. And if you would like to pledge or sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn, you can go on to radiofreebrooklyn.com. I'm sure you can either sponsor a show or just donate if you wish to the cause. And we'd thank you. All right. Just go on radiofreebrooklyn.com and all the information will be there. All right. It's been a wonderful new year so far. Great. I'm ready for 2018, as you can tell. So yeah, let's get that done. How was your New Year's? I was in church for my New Year's myself. It was good. I was at church with my aunts. It was good times. That's right. Church is like the club, kind of, sort of, I guess, you know. Well, I mean, more or less, yeah. You know, they weren't charging at the door, but they were passing around, the plate. So chances are you will have to pay for this. There was something to eat, a small bit to drink, a whole lot of people screaming. So, yeah, I was at the turn up. And that's all that matters. There we go. Church time. We were done. Good times. This is good. What else do I want to talk to you about? It's not cold out there yet. Well, it's cold. It's cold outside tonight. I believe the weather is somewhat brick with a slightly chance of brick with a another partly chance of brick, so good luck with that. Anyway, I've got to go talk to some folks off to the side, but before I leave you for a second, I will be playing a little something by KRS-One.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when?
Globally explain like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you who is more dramatic, this one or that one, the white one or the black one, pick the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. KRS-One is just the guy to lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Because like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I've got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back.
But for now, just sackle, sackle.
Did you hear the name of the penis?
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to say.
I play the nine and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teacher, I'm the artist. Often new concepts that they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so-and-so. I'm this. I'm that. Huh. But they all just wick, wick, whack. I'm not white or red or black. I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course. I'm music be thumping. Others say they're bad. Let me show you something now about hip-hop. About D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or reinforce stereotypes of today. Like all my brothers eat chicken and watermelon. Talk broken English and drug selling. But they don't care cause their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics. Cause it's about time one of y'all hear it. And hear it firsthand from the intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken or turkey or hamburger. Cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott DJ LaRock. Scott LaRock.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? This is just one style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU, is much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about
up to get beat down, broken down to the very last compound. Yeah, sounds a little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. fresh for 88, you suckers. Yeah. Taking you back to 88 with My Philosophy by KRS-One. That's right. Oh, yes. Good times. Good times, my friend. Good times. Yeah, we're back here at Radio Free Brooklyn with Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Good. Yeah, so tonight's beer choice of tonight is a non-IPA that it's a Narragansett. Once again, Narragansett, quite delicious. Nice and cheap. Does the job. We'd like to spotlight you, Narragansett, for putting sadness in a can. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, hold your head up. Boom. Moving on. What can we talk about? We'd like to, we here at Butt, Sweat, and Beers would like to shout out to Janet Jackson at the age of 50, just became the mother of a young little boy. I guess he would be young. He just came out of the womb. So, I mean, unless he was really old, but that's something totally different. So whatever. So shout out Janet Jackson. Boom. You can still get it done. Boom. Applause to you. Yay! Boom! Yeah, I wonder, like, if you're 50 and you have a baby, what kind of push gift does your husband send to you? I mean, what does he really send? Because I mean, the 50, geez, like, what does he get you? Like a nanny? Like an au pair? Something? But if she's an au pair, better be like an ugly au pair. You know, her name's like Olga or Matilda. You know, she's got like 4 teeth left. Maybe, but she's so dear. She's so good with children, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah, if you have any thoughts on the matter, please call up at 718-928-9732. That's okay. And if you don't, whatever. I guess I'm lonely talking to myself. It's quite all right. I'm willing to do that. Yay. 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 Also, coming up this week, I guess we're... one more week closer to an inauguration. So everybody needs to make your inauguration plans. If you're planning to go to an inauguration, good luck with that. I know I won't be out there, but hey, I'll be out there in spirit. I'll be out there in spirit. All right. Good times. Good times. Good times. Oh, man. Ah, man. What can I say? What's going on with me? I just came from... shopping today with the family, you know, being with your family is a good thing. You know, having family is a good thing. Being with your family can be a good thing, you know, unless, you know, they get on your nerves. And I guess that's part of being family. So yeah. Well, furniture shopping today. It was a good time. Buying a nice, a huge, what's that called? A living room set. Yeah, it was kind of cool for a second, and then everybody had their opinions, and that's when it dawns upon you, like, oh man, I should have done this by myself, but you can't, you know. If you could, you could, but you can't. But it's good to have them there, you know. I was just kind of over the situation. I think after an hour, you know. Are you like that? Because I'm like that. I'm just kind of tired of. I'm just kind of tired of like family gatherings after maybe 2 hours. After 2 hours, I am done. All I want is a nice, comfortable chair, a plate of food, and about 2 drinks. And I think I would just want to leave after that. You know, I mean, it's not that I don't care, and I don't want to be antisocial. I will show up to your communion, confirmation, wedding, funeral. Did you just come home from jail? Sure, I'll go to that party too. I will show up to any situation that deems celebrating, you know, like. But after a while, I think I'm only good for like 2 hours. I'm a 2 hour strong type of guy when it comes to family get-togethers. 2 hours, I'm good. I can pump strong for 2 hours. I can shake hands, smile a little bit. Then after that, you know, my sweater vest gets a little tight. You know, I'm sweating in the palms, sweating underarms. I need to sit down. Yeah, like I just can't deal after a while. You know, it's not to say that you know I'm antisocial with the family. It's not that. We are a gregarious family. We're good Haitian people. Oh, shout out to the Haitian people. It's been was it January 1st is Haitian Independence Day, so that's always fun. Woo, sac passé, not boule, tout temps, tim tim, bois chèche, ou pas la donne. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, but it was cool for a second, you know, and then after a while, it hit me. I'm like, oh. I treat my family like I treat, I guess, like watching little kids. Like, you know, I have but so much energy. And then after a while, I just need to sit down. I just can't deal with you all. Like, what? Go somewhere. Leave me be. You know? Oh, man. Oh. Like, what's going on with y'all family situation? Boom. Call in. Text me. Whatever. Or not. Whatever. Man, I was watching the Knicks game. This is random, but I don't care. It's my show. I can talk about whatever. You know, for as much as I love Carmelo Anthony, you know, you do play way too much isolation ball. I mean, there's a lot of isolation ball. I mean, sooner or later, you know, you're going to be the black hole of that squad, like where the ball goes in but never comes out. Or maybe you already are the black hole. Like, dude, you got to pass the ball sometime, man. I mean, you know, everybody's got a little Kobe Bryant disease in them. You know, just I guess you're the man. You're the man. You're making the man's check. People treat you with reverence and respect. We understand what you do. You are a bully down under. You're a beast. But, man. You gotta pass the ball sometimes, B. I mean, come on. Maybe I'm just an angry Knicks fan. That's what it is. I'm an angry Knicks fan who still wishes Charles Smith made that layup in Game 5 in New York, and we didn't have to go through Game 6 on a rainy day in Chicago and get blown out. Just too much, man. My angst as a Knicks fan. I would stop being a Knicks fan right until the time they give me a championship. The Knicks give me one championship, and I will stop being a New York Knicks fan. I am pot committed. I went to school the day after Game 7 when John Starks went like 2-for-19, and they lost to Houston. And I have never, ever in my was watching my mother get buried was just as sad as that day. Yes, I will say it. Whatever. It was that bad. It was that bad. That's how much of a Knicks fan I am. All right. Now, do I throw up like Knicks pictures and all this stuff and yeah, let's go Knicks on social media? No. Whatever. As a true Knicks fan, I hold my Knickerbocker love in my heart. In my heart, I tell you. But sometimes it can be just way too much, man. Just, way too much. The Knicks. I like the future of the Knicks. I do. I just hope somebody decides like, okay, we decided to part ways. I'm not saying we need to get rid of Melo. That's not what I'm saying. Like Melo needs to stay here. I like that guy. He's a great dude, and I think they can do a lot with him, you know, within the window of having this squad, but it's just hurt. I thought they were going to be better than this year. Oh, and if they're not better than this, then it's time to start moving some pieces and parts around, you know? I don't know, man. I feel like I sound like Snuffleupagus if he was a basketball fan. It's like, I don't know, Bird. Mel just seems to be a volume shooter, Bird. I don't know. This is way too much. Oh, man. I want to also say, happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there. It is Capricorn season. Yeah. Shout out to all my friends who I haven't hit you up on social media to tell you happy birthday, you know, because I'd like to tell you in your face, straight up to your face, because that's the type of guy I am. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody still drinking malt liquor out there? I've decided 2016 was the year malt liquor died for me. I'm done with malt liquor. No more. I mean, it's not like I was drinking malt liquor every day, you know. I mean, this ain't 1994, you know. I'm not here tapping bottles of St. Ives or something. But there was a moment there where, you know, if a malt liquor did show up, I'm like, oh, okay, I haven't had one of those. Ooh, throwback Thursday. And like, you know, but yeah, I think I am done with the liquor of malts. I'm a grown man now. I only enjoy charcuterie and crudité and box wine. And that's pretty much it for me. I will not move into other fields of scandalous fatness and ratchetness. I'm trying to become the gentleman that I can be and the perv that I was meant to be. That's right. I'm not gonna be like a dirty old man, but I'm gonna be a dirty old man. You know, like I'm getting old. I can feel it in my joints. You know, I look out every day for alternate side of the street parking, and I don't drive. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. Anyway, if you'd like to call in at this time, our number, our lines are open at 718-928-9732 at Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Before that, well, let's see if I can put you on one of the lovely medleys that I grew up with. This is Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love.
Search to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see.
Yay, Bobby, come on. Wow. What you won't do for love. Good. Oh, that's such a smooth song. Wow. Makes me feel like I want to have a Valium sandwich when I listen to that. Anybody else? Good times. Good times. Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh. Oh, we're creeping up to the top of the hour here, folks. And I guess I'm all alone on Survivor Island over here. That's okay. We're going to be all right, you know? Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, so tonight I got an extensive night of pulling out old carpet in my apartment. So if anybody wants to come over, by all means, hit me up. It's going to be fun. I'll be pulling out carpet, moving around furniture. It's going to be nice and filthy. So if you've got allergies and you're like, you know what, I don't give a fuck, call me. I'll see if I can squeeze you in. Okay. Let's see. Just to wrap up, shout out to Ed for calling in. And I hope he's doing well with his stomach virus that he received from whatever plague torn nation his girlfriend's from. Shout out to that. Let's see. Shout out to the new year. It's only 4 days old, but hey, she's not that bad. She's not that bad. So I'm going to go with it's been a great year so far, and that's all that matters. All right. Got to take it day by day, folks. You just got to take it day by day. Oh, man. Shout out to the folks at the Depot of Homes for having such wonderful cabinetry set up and all that. What are those shades that I bought? Those are kind of dope. So I can't wait to install those in. That's gonna be fun. So thank you, Depot of Homes. It's gonna be amazing. Let's see. I'd like to also shout out the Chinese food delivery guy who's gonna be coming over super late. Who I may not necessarily give you the proper tip, but hey, you're gonna come back anyway because one day I will tip you properly. You know who I'm talking to. You know who I'm talking to. Oh man. Yeah. It's gonna be an excellent night, I tell you. Can't wait. Let's see if I can get you some more tunes. Oh my god, let's see if I can lull you to sleep a little bit. Get you ready for the late night. What's some Grover Washington Jr. Just the Two of Us.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two. And I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Building big castles we own high. Just the two of us. You and I.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Let's get it together, baby.
Just the two of us.
Welcome back. How are you doing? Yeah, that was Grover Washington Jr. with Just the Two of Us. That's right. It's me and you, you listeners. All five of us. So yeah, that's going to be fun. Wonderful. I don't know what that was, but hey, I'm just the only guy in here, maybe, you know, so please forgive all that. All right. Well, my time is winding down here. We're going to have a good time next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. So come on through and I'll be looking out for you. All right. So as always, I'd like to leave you with this. Love each other. Hug each other. Squeeze each other. But consensually. All right. But don't you dare touch her unless she said yes. All right. Okay. Boom. Now go out there, you crazy kids. Let's go out and walk these dogs and represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. Okay. And if you're listening to me on Radio Free Brooklyn, Ear Hammers next, stand by. We'll be coming up to you. I will leave you now with a lovely day. And I hope you have one too. All right? So good night.
One look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to face.